before the Xerox starts. I'm sorry. To the column before, where he says as follows. Why Bittel? What do you want to have here? He says, what do you find Bittel? By Eruv. Bittel Rishus, she's still got to be Eruv. Ain't a mafkir beso, she's a rach Eruv. Ela shu oker, died from Milodar, and Rishus and Biomo. You got to have Avodah Zorah also somewhere. That's Eruv. Somewhere has Avodah Zorah. Where's that? That should be in the Xerox box. We quote something about Avodah Zorah, no? The part before the Xerox starts. I'm sorry. It's in the column before, where he says as follows. Why Bittel? What do you want to have here? He says, what do you find Bittel? By Eruv. Bittel Rishus, she's still got to be Eruv. Ain't a mafkir beso, she's a rach Eruv. Ela shu oker, died from Milodar, and Rishus and Biomo. You got to have Avodah Zorah also somewhere. That's Eruv. Somewhere has Avodah Zorah. Where's that? That should be in the Xerox box. We quote something about Avodah Zorah, no? Word of Zorah, Zorah found, knew it wasn't good, scan it right away. Don't scan it, tell me the word of Avodah Zorah is found somewhere here. On these two columns. Did you mention about Avodah Zorah and Tikkanes and Bittel? I thought it's in here somewhere.
Next week.
No, is the word of Avodah Zorah found anywhere here? Why did I think it was found?
It's definitely
in the room. I know, sir, but I thought it was in Ramban too. Maybe I made a mistake. Okay, maybe I made a mistake. And then he adds as follows. The Rambam, when he spoke about Hefka B'fnei Shlosha, so to what did Tosis answer? That! It's only the Rabbonim, right? Guess what? It's a machlokas and the Yerushalmi. What do I know about Yerushalmis? It's a machlokas between the Rabbi Yochanan and the Rish Lakish, whether this did of Hefka B'fnei Shlosha the Din D'Oraisa, or a din de rabbana. How do I know about it? I don't know what Rishon is. My Gemara Shlema, I told you this fantastic sefer over here, he tells you on that Ramban to look in the Rishonim. One second, I don't know where it is. Read the whole section, I don't remember. Oh, Dvar Torah. He's my Gia. Says, okay, here, yeah, you know why? Because the Rambam we have over here says as follows. Oh no, you know, once again, it's in a paragraph we don't have yet. That's the problem. I can't describe. Kitzer, it's a question whether he may hold that with the Raisa. It's also no good. That's why he doesn't like Tosis Teretz. Okay, keep that in mind. Okay. Now, yeah, let's see the end of the Ramban now, okay? End of the Ramban. I want to finish it now. We shouldn't have to worry about it tomorrow. We have to. You could worry about it, but I want to be finished with the text. We have a few minutes remaining. We'll do the end of the Ramban. He says like this.
Starting
from where? Column two. Let's just read to the end. It's Nimtzeisa Omer. That's where we left off. Let's just read to the end of it now. And we'll, all right? We'll just take it a few minutes. Everyone see it's halfway down the second column. Nimtzeisa Omer Shlosha Mine Birein Shomer Torah. Shleirocha Meshlem Brish Hussainim. The Fichach Birem in Aholim Kom Mesreifo Sh'Ovdu L'Gamri Zeram Gulo Shemet. Best thing is to destroy it completely. Bitlo B'Dibbul Vad Nami Yotza Shavzei Yotza Mitoras Chomet Kevin Shahu wrote Selina Bo Istashabo, Bena Rotsa Bikiyumo, who wrote also Offer, Shana Roa Lachila, Hif, period. That's number two. Hefkeiro Nami, Yotza, Kavishita Say Rishalmi, the Kavina Belacha. The Ramban has now three different ways to eliminate Chometz. One is what? Come on. One is to destroy it completely. The next one is what? To do Bittel, which he now seems to be sliding a little bit back into Rashi. It's very strange. He's got this thing before, it's not based on Rashi. It's based on a Chassan of Lecha. Right? It's right before that. Shub Matzasi. Remember we saw Shub Matzasi B'Sifri, L'Rod HaChassar, R'Rod HaChem, The Royal Chasorata, Royal Gavol, Royal Chasorata, the Royal Chasor, Batel Belipcha, Mikhail Amram, etc., etc. So the Ramban before said it's really a Lecha problem, not a Tashbisu problem. That's like Tosis, like the Ran, and the Ramban himself against Rashi. Now he's sliding a little bit back into Rashi. Right, Bedibur. But, and then it's Hefka itself. Then he says, yeah, it sounds like it's better than Hefka, right? Better for some reason. So it's Hefka plus dirt. And there's another one to play Hefka, could be. But Cholela says the Ramban, come on. The Divrei Torah. I'm a Bedibur. So from a Tzvichu, the boy, the garment, Vilma also the Mechel Minei, like we learned in the first day of the year. The whole of the Shech, Mule, the Sveik, the Livdog, the Abed, all Livko, the Goy. Konas Manav, Divrei Beishamai, that's the follow-up from the first mission called Shah. Beishamai is Machmir, Afmein, if there's any Uliach, maybe the rain. And he do a Shi, call a Konapet. That's not our Indian right now. Choshul HaRoma. Ha. But we do all the time, the Sultan of Goy. Beishamai says, oh, I know what's going to happen. Today, the Sultan of Goy for real. In 2,000 years from now, they're going to sell in New York City to a Goy, gash, man, blood, I don't even mean it. Beishamai, very smart man. See, he disallowed any selling to unless he's going to consume it over for Besa. But fortunately, if anyone likes schnapps, we don't pass like Beshamai, so therefore you can sell the schnapps to the guy, and they know that's consume it over for Besa. Well, I'm just picking out schnapps as the more important.
You don't like schnapps on the
city. Oh, but the unfortunate man was driving in the city. Right. Benir Matvarim, Shabitl Balevu. There's no need to say a word. It says bevatlo belibo. Right? That's Chazal say bevatlo belibo. Here it is. What I was looking for before. Here I was looking for before. V'chein. What? No. I lost the place. V'chein. Oh. The censor left out all his lines. In the original Ramban it said. V'chein, the one he didn't have it. V'chein rin avodah zara she'skiru chachamim bitl kol she'nesyash v'avodah zara b'lishlo b'libo have a bitl u'muteret k'mefurish b'duchte. So the bottom he writes down kol zeh nishmat mitfusimei atzenzor. Any avodah zara reference I took out. So now one though, I couldn't understand. I thought avodah zara. How come I couldn't find it? And I realized now, the censor took it out. My Gemara Shlema has the original.
Why the Ramban? The Ramban was.
They took it out. But they put the Ramban. They took it out.
He also wasn't Christian.
They took it out. So they printed it. I don't know. They took it out. Kitzur. They took it out. Go weiter. Let's go weiter. So that's what the Ramban says. That's what Ramban says. So now, what happens if a guy backs out? A guy backs out from his bittul. So the last few lines, the Ramban says, the last few lines of the page, we have to stop. He says as follows. He says, V'od, im nosan daito alel achaz mana yisur v'chas alel, that's four or five lines. U'mash also afilu rega afa pisha bittul over. Be'ej deglus kazu hefker or yish. When we call back on Kevin Shirotzaba, Nasa Shalom, the Chatzero Shalom. So if you decide you want it, so the Bittul is then nullified. The Yiptomar, Ein Zechia Bi Yisuri Hano. Can't be called Yisuri Hano. Shani Omitz. She'ein Bitulo Mitchila Ela Bidaito Shalom Rotsa Bikiyumo. The call shechazar v'nasan daito olav over. What does that mean? That's a very, very important point. What does it mean? What does it mean? And beyond that, the censor did his work again. Now this is very serious. Here it makes a really big, significant difference. You can't understand what the Ramban is saying over here. I just want to read you a little bit just before we stop so you should know what the censor said. What he took out. It was as follows. Here. Baha, listen carefully. It's just two lines. Lina Bodhazara, Amrina, Avodazar Mabezim and Aleph. Zera Dilma Magba Mahodar Mavatla. Havle Avodazar Biyad Yisrael. Avodazar Biyad Yisrael, Ein La Betela Olamis. The Kol Shekhan Chomach Ein Bitula Matrila, Ela Betaida Shlevatsa Kiyumo. So the sense it took out the whole two lines over here. And within that, tomorrow we start the shir, I want to explain to you what is this comparison of Avodah Zarah and how it works. If you look at some of the Achronim, I think the Stifle, others, they talk about this comparison and exactly how it works. Okay? Everyone got Chloe we spoke about today? Further Yesodos in the details of what Bittul is. Tomorrow I can finish up Bittul and maybe we start the next tomorrow with the Sugya of Tashbis. Okay? If you have any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them now or tomorrow morning. Ashra should be sounded. Ramban, who discusses what happened, I do a bittul, and then I decide to, in effect, retract the bittul. The Ramban says in such a case, no question that I would be in violation. And I mentioned to you at the very end of the shiur yesterday that there was a part which is censored out from the Kiddush Rambam, which we have in the regular fit of the Rambam. Which is, I have it here. I don't know. If this is it. I don't know if anyone else has it. Is there any other Rambam that's out today besides, huh?
This one has it.
Oh, this has it.
Yeah.
Ah. That, this is. Whose is this? Very nice. It does have it. They do have it. Oh, I never saw this before. Very nice. Beautiful. Oh, wow. That's very good. Look at this. I never saw this before. Yeah, you know, it's all kinds of good things. Wow, very good. Anyway, over here he has the stuff which was taken out of the by the censor.
Yeah, in brackets.
In brackets, okay. That's acceptable. It's like Shehem Ishtach and Hevel Arik. You're not going to have it in brackets. We know that it belongs. Yeah, on this, it's in this edition, page 10 on top, it says, "V'chein in Avodah Zarah she'hizkira chama b'bittul."
It's also the second
and last paragraph. Here it is. Yeah, the next paragraph. He says, yeah, if you hold on, if you want it to chametz even for a minute, even though you had bit, Afrika should bit on it previously, over. Beish de glus kuzu hefker o yish, to be komakom, kevin shirotsu ba lasin shalom, the chatsevo shal odom kolo dva torah. He puts the brand of Baba Metzia, he gives you tell you where it's found. Baba Metzia, you know what it is. Vim tome en tchia bisuri hano. And here's the part which was taken out by the censor. Holding it about a zara, amina, gzeira, dilma, magba, vahodem, vavatla, So the Ramban says, in fact, you would be in over. At the end, this is an aside. The yesh tefarish mevatlo belibo. Shafilu bitl bepiv vilibo olav rather over at shiapiv vilibo shav. Somebody wanted to say that we really have to mevatel bepeh because it's really have to be bepeh. So why do mevatel belibo means even belibo? You know what we call piv vilibo shav, and it's somebody used that expression. He used the expression. Shiapiv vilibo shav. But if you have piv without libo or libo without piv, both would be no good. Says the Ramban, ain't a mechuvah. It's wrong. Ela came bitla vodazara, again skipped by the censor. He teased his censor, did a good job. Ube libo bilvado. It's purely a function of the leif. Oh. So I was discussing at the end of the shi yesterday, when you back out from this bitl, how does it work? So he tells you how it works. Chatzeva shel adam konalo shalom idaita. Because after all, what did the bitl accomplish according to Shita's Ramban, as I told you already before? The Ramban holds that although bitl is not really the same as hefker, against the Pashup Shat and Rabbeinu Tam, nevertheless, the bottom line, as it says at the end, Shuvba Tosi B'Sifri Lairo L'Chosor Batel Milibcha, and therefore Batel Milibcha achieved it's no longer considered L'Cho, so therefore it's that if you reacquire it, you run into trouble. How do you reacquire it? Chatzeira shel Adam Konalo Shalom Yidai. It's a problem. Can you have it? Can you any Yisuri HaNoch? It's a problem. Can you acquire Yisuri HaNoch? Can you just go over to somebody and say, sell me some controlled substance, right? Yisuri HaNoch. No, we didn't say that. But the Bitl B'Shaita was good. At that time, he really meant to be Mevatlet. Later on, it changed his mind. There's no need to say it was no good to my friend. That's a chiddush. I don't think we'd agree that. That's a question now. What happens? Unless you'll see that it's obvious not ever meant to begin with. But that's maybe it didn't mean to begin with. Something changed, whatever it was. So we read you around in Avodah Zorah. The Ran, the Stapler quotes it over here. He quotes the Ran in Avodah Zorah, who discusses this issue, and says, but the reason that it works, the Stipler quotes in the very bottom of the first column of the Sefer Siman Aleph, that even though at first glance it cannot have a kinyan in Yisuri HaNoah, says the Ran, here is different. Why? The Rak Bosa Zuchiyoso Hu Denasa Dover She'ein Bo Toras Mom. What does that mean? That means, look, I buy chametz from a goy. Who are we going to buy chametz from on Pesach? Only a goy has chametz. So I go to the shuk, and I say, peace, salam, and give me some chametz. Yeah? So before he sold it, this guy almost made chumis goy, owns half of Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if I got the same goy. So he owns chametz. Nothing wrong with that. The goy can own chametz. And you know, I can buy that chametz after Pesach, for sure. It was a tradition in Europe. In all the places in Europe, they used to go buy chametz from the goyim right after Pesach was over, because they couldn't, all year long they didn't buy from the goyim because of Pasach, or Machma, and Chavchila. But the Pesach, and Motzi Pesach, the Omega, that's a famous story in Prague. The longest Pesach. Not a Biuda, yeah, sure. Sure. We had an extra day for Pesach. So yes. Yeah, get the tape. You know, we get the terrific.
What happens today?
The kids asleep, maybe we don't get the tape. Yeah.
What happens today? This is a Jew, you know, my neighborhood, who has a bagel store. So he considers himself a reform Jew, or Israeli, I don't know what he considers himself. And therefore, he sells his chametz. I don't know what it's about, how good it is. He has a rabbi who sells the chametz. Good, there's 7 days of Pesach. And the donkey opens the last day.
No, that's awesome.
So you can't say that.
It's like trade or abundance. Anyway, that's not for now. Not for that. Let's go back to our Indian. So wait a minute. So I go to the goy and I buy the chametz from the goy on paper. Since when the goy added, this chametz was usable. Just wait a few more days. And on your case, wait one more day. No. Cheap enough, really, or whatever it is. I'm gonna buy it, but I'll put up an effort. I had this in Riverdale, so it's not the.
No, it's not the first one.
Right. That's right. It's a big problem. Anyway, so. What'd you say?
Kosher pizza shop opened.
Owned by whom?
No, he lost his hamster right after.
Okay. Anyway, this is the lashon of the Ran again. He says, since He's talking about Avodah Zorah in his original context. He starts that Avodah Zorah, since the God gave him a battle of the Zorah. God had the opportunity to say, I think this is a joke. I'm changing religions. Or this idol let me down. I wanted the stock to go up, and the stock went down. So the God has the power to do that. So therefore, if I buy it from the God, I can buy it because the God can undo it. So if we can't, the famish of Pesach shall happen. She'ev she Yisrael, this goes both with after Pesach. Ha'vechamet shall Yisrael, the osur li'olam. If you buy it on Pesach, in fact, you can be konek. Why? It says the osur me'ach, says the Perek Aleph of Gimel. Since when I start the kinyan, I want to buy it from this goy. So when I want to buy it, it still is okay. It's okay after Pesach. So when I buy it, we don't say that it became an Isan No in a permanent sense, therefore I can't be Kona. No, first I'm Kona, and then I'm going to sell it off for good. So the question is catch 22. So what comes? It's Chiyoso, the Isan also born Kiyachar. And the fact the kinyan is really Chav. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, a chidush gadol. One second, a chidush gadol va'od, which I found in two places independently. I found it in the Gemara Shlema, in Rabbi Noor Shalita, in his discussion over here. I think it's in footnote. Footnote 62 on the Ramban. All right, footnote 62. Where he suggests, and I think the staff is the same exact thing in Siman Aleph. So what happens if a person was mevatel chametz, and then he wants to reacquire the chametz? So these gedolim suggest you can't do it. You simply cannot do it. There's no way in the world to do it. What's it then? I'm mevatel chametz before Pesach. May I use the chametz after Pesach or not? So we went through this once before. The largely we said it should have been, you would say, it's okay, what's wrong? He did bittul. Yet the Yerushalmi says, the Rosh quotes in the second paragraph, I believe, it's quoted Shulchan Aruch, it's even tough, man, Ches, the favorite, you want to look it up, it's right there. And even though you did a bittul, it's still Osir Achar HaPesach. Why? Possibly the Haroma, which seems to be the reason of the Yerushalmi. Says, so the stipula Zatzal and Rav Noor Shlita are both right, I think independently, that, you know, if you have a Vatel Chometz, you want to back out. So you don't go over to the Goy, you go over to the, to the garbage heap, right, and in front of the house, and you say, okay, I said a Bittul, whatever it is, I change what I want it back. Can't do it! There's no way you can acquire ownership, it's impossible. Why is it impossible? Could the Ran explain why it is possible? The only reason why you can buy a Avodah Zarah from a Goy and why you can buy a Chometz and Pesach from a Goy is because the Goy has the opportunity to cancel the Isra No. How could the Goy cancel the Isra No? The Goy can cancel the Isra No how? Again, it's Chazar again. How could the Goy cancel the Isra No? How? By doing what? By doing Bittul, in the case of Avodah Zarah. I'm just holding on to it till after Pesach and then selling it to the Jews, like I did in Prague, and for the Chametz. So the mail that when I buy at the moment, split second before I'm buying it, it's you know, why not? It's going to either, and it potentially I can have an offer of it. So at what moment does that potential end? The second it comes to my reshus, but as the Osir Me'ach says, it sneaks in there under the goal line. That split second, that there's a problem, but that split second became mine. It's one of the, whenever you have these bonky acts, especially where you get off the merry-go-round. So you get making it off and you say, it's chal, and you say, it's chal at the same time, I'm over. If I go to the garbage heap or to the backyard, wherever I put the chametz that I was about, and I say, I'm packing out my bittul, wait a minute. But before you went over to that heap, that osavan no for good. Why for good? No, I both got. Why for good? Because even though I did a bittul, but it's also about al tzchomet she'avol of a pesach with the rabbanon. So therefore, there's no way to acquire it. Because the way the yisod of the Ran is, it's only going to be zechira the yisuri ano when the yisuri ano have a potential to become ois yisuri ano. But if there's no such potential, then in fact I can't pick it up. I can't be Kohenet. This is nothing. It's like air. I can't be Kohenet air. I want to be Kohenet air.
So if you pick it up and eat it,
you can't do it.
And if you
pick it up, it's nothing.
And you eat it?
Also.
Eat it.
That's also nothing.
Nothing? That nothing, we call that chorus.
No, put it in the same. It should be in the same.
No, chas, that's what they say, cholila. The bit will have no impact on the, on what? On the Easter achila, that's for sure not. No, hold on a second. So the stipula says a word like this. The stipula says, oy bazoi, if that's the case, can you back out from a bitl or can you not back out from a bitl? He says, it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. One second, Alicia. He says, it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Can you back out from bitl or you cannot back out from bitl? According to Rashi, you can back out from bitl. It's not hefker. I read it to you yesterday. It's not hefker. All right?
According to Rashi, if you say hefker, it's a more problem.
It's a different dip. It's a different halacha. Maybe it'll work in a different way.
The Rashi told us it's good or not.
Rashi doesn't say a word. I'm not going to put words into Rashi's mouth. I don't know. Maybe Shalom probably agrees. I don't know. Rashi didn't take a stand. I told you yesterday that if I want to de-radicalize the stipend for the second piece of the AMAM, this is what does work. Not the Torah Tosh Bisu, but Torah Se'en HaShul Chor. I assume probably would work, but Rashi doesn't say a word.
But the Rambam would work too?
Probably. Rambam doesn't say a word either. No one said anything. Whoa, 1.5 minutes. So this is as follows. Listen carefully. Hold on a second. One second. The question is this possibility of backing out. So he says, according to Tosfos, you can't back out. Since Bittul is Hefker, so the Ran is thrown up on his Zordaf Membeis, it's really Mem Gimel, if you look carefully. Doesn't apply. Avlochah Shemotzah Chomet Shalach Apish Bittlo. Because of Osir Achara Pesach, the Bubba Shulchan Aruch Tov Mem Ches for Rishalmi, Rosh Kol Shah Simadal quotes it, and can't aim those Zachir, below Yav by Rob by Yamata Bishim of him, Bishap Rikshu, and they say it's Kitsa. The Bittle should be enough. There's no way to get around it. That's it, finished. There's no way out. There's no way. Watch the Bittle, there's no way out. And we'll see later. I take those chat toasts that base them at Alf. Back to our first post we learned the first day. He ties it in with the Bartanur, with the Rashash. Well, I'm not up to that yet. I don't want to go into that right now. That's not our Indian so much right now. But he says, that's according to Shita Satosis. According to Rashi, he mentioned already yesterday, that even after the Bittul, this is still considered yours. So then, it's just called Mushbus, Zap. It became a Chachozovo, Shuvena Mushbus. Once you back out, so then, it's not that. He quotes the Ramban. He says it at the end. Memela, according to Rashi Lashitoso, there's a problem of backing out. That's how let's try Rashi Nav Beis. Called the Baratanur, which we'll get to that at a future date. Then he says, Ulam Das Naran Zal, Dire, the Gamla Rashi Zal Bitlam didn't have to, Ryan Shav. Whoa. So that's what we mentioned before. The Ran is to go with the. The Rashi also holds it's like kind of a hefka. But he thinks the Stipend holds it's not true, quote the Rashi himself. But Rana takes care of a different, takes care of Rashi that means a different way, whatever it may be. The what I'm trying to bring out over here is that the Stipend has a yesod, that he thinks that whether you can back out from a bitl or not, based on the Rana about a Zara, to depend upon Rashi Vitosis, what a bitl accomplishes. If bitl accomplishes hefka, can't back out. What? Sirano, no zchir be Sirano. It's hefker. It will never become yours again, ever. That's the most pshat according to Shitas Tosfos. However, according to Shitas Rashi, that it never left your rishus. It's always your rishus. It's somehow or other, it's no bayrok of tashbisu. Then you get back out. The Ramban says at the end. Now you have to be very careful. The Ramban didn't really say anything at the end according to Rashi. I think he said it according to himself. That's the Pashtus. He said it according to himself. Not according to... Get the impression from the stipend that the Ramban said it a few sheets, that's Rashi. That's not how I read the Ramban. That's what the last time you read yesterday, the end of the year, I read it again today. That's the Ramban himself speaking. That's it. That's it. What? Hold on. second. Right. Afa pisha bitl over benchtek luska zu hefker. Oh yish. Says mikom makom, etc., etc., etc. I am skribi surah no. Says no. And about a zar, there is skribi surah no. So there is. I the ran of the shtickle Torah. That's only skribi surah no. Because he, you know, that whole story, you know, that the guy could have held it, it could have been vatle. I guess the Ramban doesn't hold for that shtickle Torah. That's how I understood. I don't think he was limiting himself only to Shita's Rash. So Psalm wasn't so, I don't know what the stamp was exactly, so, but do you? I don't know. We didn't have the Ramban. I don't know what you always think of some of the Ran. You know, that's the problem, which I think of no points out elsewhere. May have pointed out to you before. People assume the Ran and Ramban say exactly the same thing. They may not say exactly the same thing. You have to look at all the sources, the Ran and the Chidushim and the Chidushim Ramban. They're based on the same team. But they may say that you also yes, there could be a little bit difference between the Ran and the Ramban. But for today, let's just sort of leave it at this point. Just wanted to point this out to you. Now that the Ritvo asked the Kasha, which I think Menachem asked me a few days ago, I told you I got to get an answer to. The Fi Rashi, why can't there be Bittul after Shei Shos of the Mal? According to Ramban, according to Tos, we understand very well, Bittul is heaven. I can't be Mafgir, that beautiful yellow shirt that you're wearing, I can't be Mafgir. Not mine. Can't. I can't be Mafgir. I can't be Mafgir, something which is mine, but somebody stole it from me. I can't be Mafgir. It's not a stain of issues. Good. So we understand why after 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach, it's not mine anymore. I can't be Mafgir. The corner sheet, that's Rashi. What's Rashi? Little shot of Bittul means what? Zap. Right? I'm making offer. Tashbis. So why can't I do it after 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach? Why can't I do it on Pesach? Why not? So that's somebody. Benachem, you asked me the question? Oh. So the Ritvo asked that cash. On that vav, I think I put it on the Ramakom, but I think so. Ritvo asked the cash. The Gemara asked the cash. So what? Oh, very good. That's what I think. I think you're right. But that's not what the Stein plan. The Stein is a very complicated answer. No. I'll tell you what he means in a minute. The Stein plan has this question. He didn't know about the Ritva. I think it wasn't printed in his day. It's a Tzorah beer called the Rashi. Why? Bish to be bit of Shem Hefker, we understand. In a Bishus, okay. But if it means what? That bit of Ainul Hesachadas, Milibo, Dachshivu Ka'afra. So that's the kasha which the stipler has. The Ritva has the kasha. He gives an answer. What is he saying over here? What did you gain? You didn't really change anything. You didn't really change anything. It was very ambitious beforehand. We did that Torah. So it's not really yours, because the Surah knows book of Rishusa. So you said, I'm a vatl. You're not really accomplishing too much. That's what he said, that's what he answers. That's not so simple. Yeah. Is that once it's ready hefke, then you can't, your bittl won't achieve anything. It's already mushbas. That's how Potsch won't achieve this Rashi. Not so simple. Yes, it's blowing away. It's not so simple that it doesn't accomplish anything because it maybe should make some kind of a difference. I wasn't so convinced of his answer. I like the answer you gave, which I think is not just yours, but someone may have seen it in the Marvel Congress. Yes, what do you want to say?
Didn't we say that Rashi, that the difference between Rashi and the Ran was that because Rashi, you really do own it, just
stop.
Right. So his answer
is what
makes sense, because you do own it.
That's what I thought. I thought if you do own it, then really, you should be able to still do things to it, right? Oh. But I think the Rabbeinu David said it best, and that's why I had a Maimon Machlokes. Let me give you the quotation. It's one line. Shekol she'eino b'shusa ein lo esek bo klal ela kumi shebevato chemto shel chaveiro. And what does that mean? Doesn't mean that he learns pshat as taipla, but the chesaron is that whatever I do to it was done. So I'm not that you can't beating a dead dog. Right? Beating a dead dog, the chama is already dead, so my beating it doesn't achieve anything because it's already a dead dog. That's how he learns this taipla as pshat.
So does it mean that Torah put it in your possession?
It's put it in your possession, but that's just for the old Pharisee or Pharisee by your Bayamat. But still, the label is beating a dead dog. That's what he says. That's what he says. Now, again, I thought the pshat differently, and you said, who am I? Oh. Once Chatzos comes, and the Torah says that it's Eino B'shusa Shel Adam, I'm already an outsider. I'm an outsider. Well, I have no longer any ability to make this chametz into dust. I just don't have the ability to do so. I can't. I don't have the ability to do so. Oh. So now, I want to ask you, if we spend so much time on Bitla, I really have to get to the next sugi. I want to ask you one question. How do we pass it? We would like to learn at the end, the bottom line. How do we pass it? Do we pass it like Rashi? Do we pass it like Tosis? Do we pass it like the Ramban / Ram? What would you say? Spend so much time on this shot of Bitla. Right, it's already third shear. I mean, all the above. Hard to say such a thing. I mean, it's either this or that. No one agrees with anybody else. Oh, there's a man. There's the courage of his convictions. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like Rashi. How do you know? How do you know? Correct. Excellent. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention the word hefker. Patience. She talked about the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does not mention the word hefker. Now we already saw in Agos. Maybe we didn't see. Over to Agos Ashri, Rabbi Osai. We didn't know if we saw it. Did we see it inside? I don't remember. Thank you very much. I didn't know about the safe. It's very good. Please turn Agos Ashri and Simon Test. First line of the Maimon Machlokes. Just a few lines. Look what he says. We call it a mouthful. What does he say? Rashi love a hag. Who's hag? You know? Halachas gedolos. Remember we already know he's held like Rashi. We saw that in the Ramban. Halachas gedolos. Rashi lo eskiu hefke. Rabbi Yoh kibul meri alevi sheshlama. Libotel v'lehevi hefker ka'afra. Now what does that mean? Libotel v'lehevi hefker ka'afra. Sounds like he's trying to play both ends from the middle. Right, I know. Patience, we got to the Mishnah Berurah. He sounds like he's saying both. That's what it sounds like. He say libotel to satisfy whose opinion? Rashi. He said that but they have to satisfy whose opinion who? Tells us. Unlikely, because you see the context of it is that the Tosa said it's Hefker, and Rashi said it's not Hefker, and the Rabbi Yoh learned from the real Levi.
The third Shita.
Not, he lived before the Ramban. He didn't know about the Ramban. This is not...
No, he had the Shita.
Nah, I don't believe so. One minute. I have a question. Two Rabbanim said the same thing, I think. And it's an interesting aura. I had last year, maybe it was the year before last. It was more than last year. A Rosh Hashiva American Strong Name, Rabbi Tzvika Shalevsky. Comes to my house every year, and he gives a shiur. And shul on Shabbos, usually it's right before Pesach. That's when he comes. You ripped Mechiras Chametz to shreds 1 year. Oh, it's terrible. But I kept defending it. I'll tell you about it later. But that's 2 years ago. So a year before that or after that, he started up with the Bittul Chametz. What do we say to Mishnah Berurah? The bottle for the heavy hefker ka'afra diara. So he is ma'orer, an interesting point. The pashas, if you look carefully, most Rishonim, the expression of afra diara is really a modification of what word? Li botel, correct? Li botel. Li botel ka'afra diara. Hefker? Hefker is a monetary concept. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to give it to be so dramatic in describing Hefker. Hefker is a pure legalism. Hefker. I'll say Hefker as. It's as Hefker as the dust of the earth. It's as Hefker as Mars. It's as Hefker as, I don't know, can you top that? You know? We don't have to make it be so descriptive for it. You know, Hefker. Hefker is a monetary term. That's the end. It's finished.
What's wrong with what you're saying? Maybe the preference, but something's wrong.
It has to be the most of
Hefker. Right. So someone told me afterwards, or maybe, I don't remember anymore, that Rav Shechter Shalita had actually told someone that he shouldn't say that to Mishnah Berurah. Libotel v'lefek hefker ka'afra d'ara. He said he should say fakir. Libotel ka'afra d'ara v'lefek hefker. I'm not sure if Rav Kovshelevsky said that in Mamish, but he was leading in that direction. I already forgot now who said what. I'm not so good with these things. But the text is what's fascinating. But you can't believe the Mishnah Berurah. Look what it says over here. Libotel v'lefek hefker ka'afra. The only word that's missing is ka'afra d'ara. No. That doesn't mean anything. So they can't blame the Mishnah Berurah. Blame the Rav Yoh. I mean, he said it. Now hold on. Slow. Slow. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Hagel HaSashri, go to see my test. So the Pasha can say, look, the whole Afra, we don't need the word of Kafra. It's the Rafka, the Milsa, throws it at the end. Because, you know, people use an expression. Hefka, the Alpidin, it refers really to the word Libotel. And in Lashon B'nei Adam, really, they say Hefka Ke'afra Di'ara. All right. So the butler could stand on its own 2 feet. That's how Pashim shot in the Rav Yoh, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah copies. The Shulchan Aruch, I told you, in Siman Tov, Lam, Edal, Tziv, Beis, completely omits the word Hefka. The butler, the Levi Ke'afra Di'ara, left out the word Hefka. That's a statement. I think you're right. That is a statement. I'll try to make you another Raya. But for other Raya on both sides, please turn to the Ran on the Ma'amah Kaimitz.
That's why I asked you the point. Rashi disagreed with
that
because, like you might say,
what?
Rashi disagreed to say the word "hefker" because, after all, you're saying it doesn't hurt to say an extra word. Thinks about
half a second. Because it's not true.
So it seems like the Rabbah and the Rabbah Dafka are omitting it.
That's right.
So like,
right.
Break the ball.
Yeah. Not that.
Why would the Shulchan Aruch not? Why can't we get it supposed to like the Rabbah?
We'll get to the Rabbah. Maybe we'll get to that. I'm talking about the only two worlds, Rashi and Tosfos. Leave it Rabbah. Yes.
The point of the Sheikh Sadeh Rav, it makes perfect sense because the Sheikh Sadeh Rav, for example, doesn't name the Mekadosh. He says, the Olamadi Rav, Kama Kirusei Rav.
Do me a favor, nothing to do with this.
He also goes back to the beginning, too. He knows that idea.
Nope. All right. So the Rav is as follows. Here, Kos of the Rav, Bala Yisrael, the top line of page 6. Everyone turn it around, page 6. The very top line. Dimistaver the shaliach mevatel. A shaliach can do business. I have no time. I'm busy making a multi-million-dollar business deal there in Pesach in the morning. I have no time for business. I'll sign you. You do the business for me. I can't even do business. I'm busy straight through. It's tax season. April 15th, there in Pesach. It happens sometimes. So I can't stop. No. So the Ran says a very strong statement. He said, if Bittul is Mitoras Hefker, then a Shliach would not work. if Bittul is B'toras, not Hefker like Rashi, then it would work. What does Shulchan Aruch say about this issue about Shlucho? Yochel, like another ride, assuming the ride is right, from the Shulchan Aruch itself, the pasuk Shlucho Yochel Levatel, is the second fruit. And Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rashi, as opposed to Tosis. Fine? Give me this new fancy tour. I want to look it up. Oh, I'm going to find it. Yeah? Wow. I wasn't so going to see this yet. So the Ran says a very strong statement. He says, if Bittul is Mitoras Hefker, then a Shliach would not work. If Bittul is Mitoras, not Hefker like Rashi, then it would work. What does Shulchan Aruch say about this issue about Shlucho? Yochel, like another ride, assuming the ride is right, from the Shulchan Aruch itself, the pasuk Shlucho Yochel Levatel is the second fruit, and Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rashi, as opposed to Tosis. Fine?
What about what you said yesterday?
Give me this new fancy tour. I want to look it up. Oh, I'm going to find it. Yeah?
You said yesterday.
Wow. I wasn't so going to see this yet. This is great. I was pulled in with those old fashioned.
Yesterday,
Ron
is like the middle thing. The
whole
spectrum
is quasi-Hefker.
So.
No.
Is it right?
So for the moment, there are two worlds. It's Rashi and Tosis. Leave out the Ron. Come back to the Ron later.
So the Mishnah Berurah seems to pose like that idea of quasi-Hefker.
Okay. Shlucho Yochel Levatel. So the Beis Yosef quotes the discussion. Says he quotes the Ran. Then he has his own. Rav Yosef Kara. He tells his own opinion, no? Go to Lador. The Li Nireh. The Af Al Gav, the Bittul of Bidin Hefka Nogubo. Shafi yachol levatel ayrei shaliyah. Mishum, the cave is a chometen of reshuso shal adam. El ha-shaso ha-kosuv kilu hu reshuso. Sounds familiar? Whose language is he suddenly starting to talk? No Tosfos. What Tosfos? The Ramban's lashon. He's talking the Ramban's language. Right? Al-kosuv reshuso. Begiluye daita lo nichole delevele schuse begave klal sagi. Sagi. That's what you saw. He goes to Neda, it's a very shver, the whole Neda is a shver mode. This is so, is amazing. We said until now that there's two halachas. It's either Rashi or Tosfos, there's nothing else in between. So that comes along with Yosef Kara with the fine suggestion. Not only should Bitzel be good according to Shliya, according to Rashi, but it should also be good because of this whole story with the Eneh B'Shut Shoshal. That's not Tosfos. That's not Tosfos said. That's the Ran. The Ran's own opinion of the Ramban. We usually call it the same thing, more or less. Then he suggests the Chiddush Gadol. But since really the Chometz is Hefker completely, before I got into the balance of the act, Eneh B'Shut Shoshal Adam, then Hefka would be good. Otherwise not. The truth of the matter is, the Ran himself does not seem to concur, from what I read, to the Shita Tabes Yosef. And the Bach also says not that way. The Bach says not that way. The Bach quotes the Ran, the Balaiter. That's the one who starts. The Balaiter said, Shlucho Yochol, Levatim. That's how it starts. Okay? The Ran, and he quotes the Ran, because of Bala Yitra. He said, Besidah, Lush, and the Ran, Mashmash, and Daz, and Gadaz, and Chokum, and Bala Yitra. They're the ones who are right. Right? And even the Bala Yitra only said, La Halacha, Velo, the Maise. Then he says further. So like the Beis Yosef said, like the Ran said. To eat the whole, the Mevatel works, because Bittul's not Mitam Hefka, like Rashi Davdala and the Rambam. According to Tosis, who says what? Bittul's Mitam Hefka, then it doesn't work to a Shliya. Doesn't work at all. Then he goes further. Here's where I want to get involved. The Sunira de Balitul's Azul Tameh, and Mevatel Tzorech Levorech al Bittul Chomet. Ooh-wah! Ooh-wah! You in your life never heard of Shabrach al Bittul Chomet. Never. You never heard of it. What do you make a brach on? Whatever brach do you make?
Beer.
Beer. What about bittul? Afa pishalo bada. Ubat karfa. Look who he says. It's shvile. The forish. Mevatlo belibo vidayo. Lav dafka. Can't be. The poshidu. Shed sarev sheyoti vissvasa. Ela shabol omar. Shed sarev hashmiel li ozna. Nu, nu. Then it'll be so loud you can hear it, it'll be instead of an undertone. Yim lo kein, tikshila. Lo matzina brach al machshava shebelei. There's nowhere that there brach al machshava, only on a meiser a dibur. Why? Because the Rav of the Chmar is always saying, you brach al meiser mitzvah, not on a fakir mitzvah shebelei. Umemela, yochol levatel gam kein, ayene shaliyah. Why? The kama mitzvah is yet a tliyus bedibur. Yon tfila, u brachis, the yochol lasa yedei shliach. Woo! What? Where? You can make an agent to daven. It's saved an awful lot of time. Make an agent to daven for me. What's he talking about? I don't know what he's saying over here. What's he saying? What do you want? Umemela, hold on. Umemela tzorach shliyivatel ha-shliach b'shvil balabayas b'fonov. Today she yishem and ashaliyah. No, that's what the Ram was talking about. God, the guy is obviously too busy. If he has time, he's doing himself. It's like a shliach. Because he's busy with his
once he's there, what do you?
Yeah, that's poo. That's a sheriff shot in the Ram. That's not what that means. Inami, a new wild and wacky shot. Hey, because the honest logarmi amishim besodus. Shemotzi and ashliach fil hafisha inu shalom and ashliach fil roshana b'mamid hey. What? Because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that a person is too busy to come to shul, so he can be yard to a davening like Amishim Besodah. What kind of thing is this? So the Shul Tegi Borom there explains that the Tzvila's Gemara
to me the tikkun on both sides. And since we know that when it comes to davening, excuse me, when it comes to a korban, when it comes to a korban, not every Jew brings a korban. Klal Yisrael brings a korban. And every Jew lives, no matter where he lives, he gave the trumasa, he gave the machpel shekel, he's represented. I was there, here's my mothers. On Shemaimah, they come there, the batlonim, they sit around the Yerushalayim, they sit there by the korban. As the Mishnah Taina says, korbono shel odom korev, v'hu aydenu sham. You can't have a car with nobody there. He sent a rep, a representative. He should be there. That's a special lach by korbanos, which carries over the tefillin of Shul Degibor. This is one of the three tickles. The guy, the chadoras of shatz that we have, is primarily for the amshib esodus. And as a matter of fact, unfortunately today, there are many amshib esodus. Not because they're so busy working. They don't know about davening that, but chadusa, they don't know that this and that's so from whatever. The pashtim, they go to some level, whatever level they are, by the tefillah, by the chadoras of shatz in their communities. Whatever that means, I have a different community. Now, what in the world does this have to do with Biddle Chum? I can't understand. I don't understand what he's talking about. I don't understand it. I can't figure it. Hello, baby. Anyway, let's go on. Avalafi das rova gaonim. Ben tzorach lohoshit klal abitla besosot. Alev amachshav libel tikkuz dagi. Im kein eich etche lova shlucha shlava kamosot. V'dov ratonim amachshav esalei. He's right. I thought he's right. The kitzah. The bali, the takalashitoso. A Jamaica bracha on bitul chometz. It must be bepet, or considered a maisa. If it's considered a maisa, then a shliach, we can talk about shliach. But purely machshava, you may enunciate it, but what's really going on is it's important that you're machshava, you don't even have to enunciate it, which is the way most rov gaonim holds. So then not. Interesting, one second, interesting. The Bach of the Shitasa. The Bach earlier, when the Lashon is quoted for Bitul Chometz, the Mechavet had a Lashon over here, Libato Ka'afra Di Ara. So the Bach says, don't just say Libato, no. Ka'am, where is it? No. Somewhere else earlier. The bottom will have the calf of the hour, the calf of the hour. That's the lesson of the tour. The bottle will have the calf. 1 second, call from here, 1 second. I'm not used to this two print. It's better, but I'm not used to it. 1 second. 1 minute. Somewhere or other, the Bach said, I just can't find it now. Ha! 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 Not upset the bottle for a kafra. I said the bottle will have a hefka kiafra. Because Bitla Bishim Hefka, that's the Rav Yoh. And it's clearly based upon the Rav Yonatan, as the Agos Maimon, he says so in Terev Gimel Os Ches, and the Yoh leads the Bach. The smart hole at the rear of the town, I got Maimini, as the Mitzel that way, Rokea, Royal the Chol Medaktik for Maisov, Shiyaskir Gam Hefke Bebittel. So the Bach likes Hefke. But here's Daiti, this Bach, it's found in page Shin Chof Hei in this edition, it's on the bottom of the page, it's Dibra Maskel here, Chosu, I got Maimini, that's the Shitosu. The Bach likes Hefke. The Bach like Hefka, but the Bach says that really a shliach really should not be any good. And the Shulchan Aruch seems told not that way. You don't need the lashon of Hefka. Shlucho works, right? Only one thing. According to Yosef Karo, Menachem, I can't prove to you whether the Mechava holds like Rashi or like the Ramban. You see? Because the Beis Yosef himself seems to indicate that's contrary to what the simple pshat on the Ran is, that even if you hold that bittul is hefka, but since it's based upon what principle? Shnei Dvorim, Emer, Bishis Shom, which is the Ran's pizman, that therefore perhaps the shliach would be affected. So the fact that he doesn't mention the word for the heavy hefka, and the fact that he doesn't mention the word, and they said that shlucha would work, proves that he doesn't hold like Tov, but he still might hold like the Ran. So that's what we asked the question a long time ago. How do we pass on the law? So Shulchan Aruch, he can't tell, he can't tell. You can't tell he's against Rabbi Natana, Pashup Shah. But you cannot tell whether he was like Rashi or like the Ran Ramban. Can't tell that. I can't prove it. I don't know. Now, the Mishnah Brewer, the Chachas requires Lashon Hefker as well. The Chachilah. As a matter of fact, if you hold that Lashon Hefker, it should come out of the Tashlitz. Such Lucha shouldn't work. Right? Indeed, the Mishnah Brewer, the Chachas Vav says that there are Balatanya's Machmir. The answer is, but that Enochinami, rather, the Lashon of the Mishnah Brewer, the Chachas was Nochol Lomar Hefker. Nochol. Proper. For Mikra, then you don't need it. Why? Because we passed it against the sheep, so that Mikra did. Now the Taz drew in, the Beloka quotes to the Taz, a funny Taz. The reason that the Shliach can make Hefka, if you do bit left, you know why? Why say, hey, hello, David, be mask my comments in our face. What I'm really doing is the Taz, that I'm being mask all my comments to you. But now it's yours, of course you can do bit. Very, very difficult to assume that. Why? As the Beloka asks, what Kenyan? How can you say my comments is yours? You have to do a Maizah Kenyan. You do any Maizah Kenyan. That's very shredded Taz. Pashtra is not that way. Again, the kit, the Pashtra, we all pass it against Shita's Taz, Tulsa, you like Rashi, or like the Ram. But I have a taina against the Mishnah Brewer. I think it's a very interesting taina. Can I see a Mishnah Brewer for a minute? It's in Pashtra's test, he has it in Yiddish. I have a taina against the Yiddish. I'm not kidding.
What?
See? That's the Mishnah Brewer in Yiddish, as follows. Alan Chomet or the Zoyotek. So I take a sourdough, it's all. Voss is in mine reshoots. So far good. Okay? Gosh, just one second. Zol Zain Hefke. First off, everyone knows Yiddish a little bit? But you know what I'm saying, Emmy. Come on. Zol Zain Hefke. Let it be Hefke. Und Zol Nit Zain Gerechin, nor Azoi wie Erzen Gass. And it should not be considered only like Yiddish, the double negatives all the time. Only like, who took Yiddish in it? You ever took Yiddish? No, I took Yiddish. I speak Yiddish. I never took Yiddish. Yes, you all know if you all know from home? Okay. Be aired. Oh, very good. Be aired and gas. What's aired and gas? What's gas? Aired is the earth in the street, the dust in the street. What did Mishnah Brewer do over here? He took a beautiful Nesuch. In Hebrew, which says what? Libotel for the heavy hefka kafra. But I told you pshat in the Rav Yon and I go Zoshri. So what comes first, Rabbi Elsai? The bittul. And what comes second? The hefka. And he took it around. He made it an apachu. Unbelievable. Man came along, turned it around. You see, from the perspective of literature, the Mishnah Brewer is right. As I told you before, in Yiddish and even in the Aramaic, it's libotel ka'afra di'ara. What the heck is a monetary term? I don't need to give descriptions of monetary. This tie belongs to me as much as my tie, at the end. Well, this tie is so onerous as, wait, there's no need to say, it's a legalism. But you want to wax eloquent. You wax eloquent about how bottle something is. My shit today, you'll say, you don't like it, it's not. Bottle copper they are, so she is bottle stuss. You want something that's raw, you have to become a little bit descriptive, you know, with modifiers, adjectives, and, you know, literary stuff. So he's right. He says, Yiddish is great. Und soll nicht sein gerechim, nor er soll wie Erden Gas. It should be considered nothing more than the dirt in the street. Beautiful, beautiful. Mwah. The perspective of literature is beautiful. But for the sense of halacha, we have a serious quibble with the Mishnah Brewer. Because the Rishaya didn't say his order. They said leave bottle, then they threw in Levi Hefka. He said Levi Hefka and bottle. He said, what's the difference? Who cares? They looked the book of Atara. I made a difference. David said, according to Rashi, you know, you're to Tashvisu. According to Rashi, the Tashvisu would do it if I do Bittul. So I'm Bittul, I do it for Tashvisu. And then the after that we throw in, it came for some reason Rashi's wrong and everybody tells us right. So throwing out the empty end can't hurt. But once the Mishnah Berurah said what he did, so I'm mafkirit. Presumably, we'll assume for the moment, not for the second. If you're mafkirit, no tashvisu, then I'll turn around and say bittul. That bittul statement is shtus. Thus, their bittul is bottled in the yahar of the elm gas. Why? Because you're going to have my hefker. I'll give you a story, huh? I'll sell you this pencil. Okay, I'll sell you a pencil. Here. I'll sell you a pencil. Here. For a penny, a pencil is yours. I say, that pencil is a Zerbi Erb Gas. So my statement is a Shtus. Who am I about with us in the pencil? It's not a pencil. So if I take Chomets, the make believe this pencil is Chomets. And I say, this Chomets is Hef. Then I say, it's a Zerbi Erb Gas. Who am I? Who am I? I'm a nobody. I'm no Shaykh of the cloud. So then what are you doing? That's wrong. It's a real Hefka.
What
do
you say
you're
doing?
I'm not happy with this Mishnah Berurah turning it around. I don't like it. I don't like the order. Unless you'll say it's false. Yes, Alicia.
Well,
so that's the word, what are you bother saying it for? Next, yeah. Ah, sharp, I didn't hear what you said, Gevaldik. Gevaldik of Pshat. Is according to Rashi, the Hefka is bought to be the Erden Gas. Because you meant, I didn't catch what you were saying. According to Rashi, it's not been made Shlosh, that's drawn by Taylor. So when you say bought to be the Erden Gas, that's a good thing for Rumi Tashbisu. Because the Hefka is not Chal. Phew. Very good. Could be you're right. Why do you have to adopt the switch? I don't say why. For literary purposes.
Why is Hefka?
One minute. Maybe we can say it's false. Maybe by both sides, and this is listen to me very carefully, Faket. Maybe Tosas holds. So when you are mafke the chomer to your bittul and her pesach, you in fact do fulfill tashvis. What are the next two words in the Holy Torah? It's tashvisu. Tashvisu, sa'or, mibo tefen. I don't know if I ever showed you this rush before, but it's going to be it's one of my favorite rushes of Pesachim. In the second paragraph, it's one line. Please open up there. It's going to be coming up. I think you may have had it already. If I like it so much, I probably showed it to you already. It's page Kuf Kaf Hey. We're going to describe it to you. It's about two-thirds down the page, first column. With a little mem, that's what we'll find. See the mem, the carbon, the panel of the mem? Mem is racket, you see it? No? Mem, can't miss it. Mem. Avo. La siko tachas tafshil, which is not Arrhenia right now. Here's Arrhenia. Ula mochro la nochri mutter. You can sell the chumas to a guy. Li ain't sorek la shbiso min ha'olam elami besam. When it says Tashbisu, it doesn't mean to get rid of it from the world that you have to necessarily burn it. It says Tashbisu mi beisa. This gives you the impression. When you sell chomets to a goy, you fulfill Tashbisu. We mentioned this once before, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. If not, we'll certainly come back to it again. So perhaps that's the pshat. You make it hefker. By making it hefker, you are then fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Why not Dr. Sosa Lagoya Makra is exactly the same thing. You're getting it out of your Batechim. So if I care, if you adopt to be Makrim, the Hefker, now we have a full Tashbisu, and not say, do the bittul first. Once you do the bittul, then maybe someone get in the way of your tashbisa, which comes to heaven. Shver avon also, because the pash, the sagor, the tosis, Rashi's bittul is dvar b'teilim. Like you said before, the other way around. So then, the kitza, I have a little time against why the Mishnah Berurah turned the order around. Why not? You know he can plan for it, but still, why tamper with the lashon of the Rishon? They added this order. So I would say, like I think it was, I think of Shechter, they had said, Libotul ka'afra da'arva levi hefker. That's not really turning anything around. So really, the two phrases are, Libotul levi hefker. Ka'afra da'arva is just icing on the cake. So it belongs here, it belongs there, melech. But which one is first, Libotul levi hefker? That's already, that's the cake, it's not the icing. That's already the basics. I wouldn't tamper with basics so fast. So since I say, I have to say it in Aramaic, so no problem. But if someone said in Yiddish, I would tell them to maybe, that's how we always put it in the cinema, so that's one. In English? I know Aramaic, so I know Aramaic a little bit, so I say it in Aramaic.
You say
it in Aramaic? Cinema, I don't know.
Aramaic was just language.
Compared to the Mishnah Berurah. But still, I'm still out of time. Why do you turn it around? Whenever you translate, you're going to make such judgments. That's intrinsic to translation. Just, what's the difference there? This way, that way. It could make a big difference. But anyway, that's why I said in Aramaic. That's why we have a tradition from the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah before. That's why I say it's been that way for hundreds of years. Can't go wrong, because I understand. So I was going to say, you're right, straight in English. Look at the art scroll. That's official translation. Okay, yes, sir.
Sure.
That's correct. The Ranan Avodah Zarah.
Right. So, to me, the
You're assuming that, number one, all these Surah are not Shalom. That's your first assumption, right? These Surah are not Shalom. These comments of Avodah Zarah are not Shalom. And number two, if it's not Shalom, and it can't belong to anybody really, then it's what we call not acquirable. There's no way to get it. There's no way to be called it. That's what you're saying. It's the Ran said. You want to know why would the Ramban not like the Ran? The Ran is so beautiful. You want to know why the Ramban, why painted it into a corner? The Ramban would not agree with the Ran, the way I phrase it to you. To go again, why did I say that? Why did I say that? What forced me into that? And the Ramban is not like the Ran. Because the Ramban, you can back out from a bittul. That's right. You can back out from bittul. According to the Ran, I know. Don't blame me. Blame the stifle or Baruch Noah Shlita. They both said that if there's a bittul, according to the Ran, it should come out. You can't back out from the bittul. The Ramban said, you can't back out from the bittul. So you have to claim. So why? What's wrong with the Ran? Ran is a nice swara. So I said, well, maybe he holds this. No, it's not holding the Ran. Ramban Abba Chashmashu, but every Ran Abba the Zara has to hold from it. Do you want to know why? I got to think about it. I don't know.
So I'm saying that it makes so much sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's very logical that if there's something in some object, you never get anything out of it for an eternity. You don't think you take any regular object.
I don't understand you. There's many objects you can't get out of an offering for eternity. Oral or Klai Karen, Bosa Bechalov, that's not a problem. The question, can you be called a Srinathan? So the Ran seems to say, no, you cannot acquire a Dava Shel Yisuri Hano. Only you can acquire it if at the moment before you acquired it, that the potential existed for it to become no longer a Asura Hano. So just come its way into left the Pesach, Avodah Zarah by Bittul of Tu the Goy, That's the Ramban. That's a good svar. But the Ramban, I think, if these Gedolim are right, disagree. Why, I have it, I'm not sure. Yes, yes.
It's a requisite, so what do we have to do with those stuff?
No, no, no. I acquire it. I acquire it for purposes of, put it this way, when I buy Chametz on Pesach, it's the same thing that I bought it 2 days before Pesach.
You acquire only for purposes of interest.
No.
So that's actually the voice of condition. The Torah only looks at union from a Torah perspective. Not with the Rabbana later made sort of complete us but up, and so now you are not calling to the condition of the Rabbana. That's not the Torah.
I hear what you're saying. At least you suggest that it's Chomet, Shomer, or Pesach, we pass it, Achol Tanoi, we pass it, also, but the Rabbana, you're right, even if it's the right, well, let's look at that in the second paragraph, so go, yeah, it's a long story, half an hour, at Kol Pan, we all have the Rabbana, so therefore, on the right of the level, the Chomet here too, is Roy, especially since he did Bishul, Taket, and it's sure it's good, it's only a question of Chishon HaRama, so on the right of the level, the Chomet is still Roy, so there can still be a violation by Rabbi Amatzai, even though the Rabbana is not Roy. An old story in the Roy, the Rabbana is right. I understand what you're saying. That's a good point. Let's think about that. You know what he said? Not the Rabbana. But the right, it is Roy. Okay, that's a technical way to get out of the problem. Maybe you're right. Maybe, yes, ma'am.
When the
Rabbana
says that you
you're saying that the cloud is that the whole comparison is not, well, wait, but the Ran made a comparison to Chomet. If you're right, then why does the Ran have to make that sushi? Because of the Ran, the Chomet, according to what you're saying, is a good throw, but it's not the Ran is ultimate. The Rabban arguing on that point. Right, that's what, okay, right. Could even have levels of rice. I saw, very good. What he's saying, at least he's saying, what the mayor's saying is as follows. The Ran made a comparison from Chomet to Avodah Zarah. Umikan, you see Avodah Zarah works, talks about Chomet too. Mayor says, no. But my Chomet without Avodah Zarah. Because Chomet is just this concept of Ke'ilu B'Shusuf. Shvei Avodah Zarah, that's not relevant. That's what you're saying. Okay. The Rabban argued the Ran and the Kudu. So Elisha is the Rabban and the Kudu, the Mayor is the Rice and the Kudu. Fine, but they all are Tad HaShavah, they mean the Rabban is arguing with the Ran and Avodah Zarah. Okay, good, very nice. Yes.
Perhaps one can look at it as saying,
the Bata Lehekka,
in other words, whatever it is, it's the way it works, it's gone.
It's no
longer here.
Lehekka, so
it makes sense.
Good. Fine. Before we can talk the next sugya, I want to quote you a source which I don't think you have seen. I wouldn't have seen it either, but I happened to get my hands on a sefer called the Torah Shlema. Another Torah Shlema? Kasha, the Chorah Levracha, started. Why didn't he start this? I think he started in 1930 something. I don't know, a long time ago. He decided he's going to embark on a monumental project called Torah Shlema. Have the Torah with all his Sifras Chazal, with Perushim, with the Urim, Mahu, wow. And he went on and on and on. And how many Krochim did he put out in his lifetime? A lot. 40-something Krochim. Did he pass away? Have they been put anymore?
Yeah.
I know. And I can get... How many bands?
Six.
It used to be originally 20.
Now
to six. You can get it. They told me it's much cheaper now. Yeah. It's smaller format. Still can't afford... I can't even afford the cheap version. But anyway. So I happen to get my hands on this Chelek Yudala for your days on Sergeant's Bow, where he quotes the same which I don't own. I'm embarrassed to say I don't own it. The Ralbag al HaTorah. Kotosi, I don't know it. And not the Ralbag is quoted very liberally on the side. In Chumash, the cross, Gadol, even the new one from Moshe Rav Kook, Torah Chaim, does not quote Ralbag, I don't think. Even though it's a Rishon, right? They should have by this. They took out the Kli Yochra and the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Oh, no, I understand. They're taking only the Rishon. They should put in all the Rishon. They should put in the Chizkuni, right? But they should have put in the Ralbag. It's near Rishon. When did Ralbag live? No, I think so. I think Ralbag. Ralbag is in the Torah's time. I don't believe so. But the Ralbag was the same which was written, which is studied by Gedol Yisrael. The Chofetz Chaim studied the Ralbag closely. We call it To'alios Ralbag. Ralbag was a Musa statement. We always knew Ralbag, he's a Chveis, I don't know what they would call him today. They call him a philosopher, left winger. He talks about Ashkocha Protmusipsi, some very interesting things there. A left winger, Chofetz Chaim was smart for these things, that you should learn To'alios Ralbag. The Ralbag, after every single Parshat Chumash, with the story, whether it's a halacha, bottom line, what's the Toelos we have from all this? It's Gemalik, I still have it in my house. I don't know, is it printed separately? Ralbag Halacha Halacha? Is it? Must be, I don't have it. But I saw a quote over here in the Torah Shlema, if you want to look it up, in Chelek Yud Beis, page Reish Gimel. I'm going to give you a quotation. It's a verbatim quote. I think it's very significant. And I believe that it has to do with what I said before of Rabbeinu Dovid. Why can't you do bittul after Chatzos Erev Pesach? Let me read it to you. I copied it down. She'ach sheveu ka'ofer. Listen carefully, please. Va'adomolo. Imasha ena la'achila. Kodem azman. Before the time. Why? Ki oz hu shalit olov. Before the time, the person is the ruler, if you will, of the chametz. I'm the boss. The pishu kinyan mi kinyan, like my sweater, my shirt, my tie, whatever I want. V'hu mipnei ze yochol la'atzkim, shelo yishtamish mehalechem ahu, kishima shamiyuchlo mitachu lechem, avo yishtamish bo shimusho, ha'ofor v'ha'even, Wow. Hashbisu means you're now canceled from being bread. No longer bread. It's now what? Dust. What must I do before 12? Once 12 happens, then I'm no longer the shalit. What did we just read in the shalit? Ain't shiltan? No? Kohelet. The hafa, a person is dying, the day of the death is no shulchan. So here too, once the person, the chometz passed into the never land, and after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, I have no shulchan, I'm not the shalit anymore. But the Ralbag goes beyond that, and this quote over there on page Reshkes, quote, Im ochlo achazeh, a person ate chometz after the bittul, ein bitulo moalo klum. The bittul is useless. Why? Why the useless? Sherein is boyish who ate till machshavto lechem lo ofa ve'efa. End quote. What does that mean? That means that... What? What does that mean? That really bittul, I mean theory and abstract, would have popped you from Yisra Achila too. Only one problem. The minute you eat it, by definition, it's no longer considered to be offer. The minute you open your mouth, it's considered to be what? Lechem again. You undid the bittul. By definition. The definition of bittul, you consider it to be dirt. And when you put it in your mouth, by definition, you consider it to be bread. You do what he calls a maise lechem. And this ties to the meir we mentioned yesterday. The meir that's on the day says, bittul ain't omeikl me'isir achiloso chas v'sholem. Says Lashon, Ela she the samo offer v'him iso al atmo. He made it into dirt. And the sefer hamichta, which is apparently nowhere to be found, in the separate volume, except for the one that I have over here in the Gemara Shleima, on Avav, he says as follows. Let me torch them and close it too. Dichshem, if you make it into offer, even if you eat it afterwards. Having ka'ochel offer upoto. Quote such an opinion. V'hai perusha lesser klal. Now this parish is certainly wrong. So at least there's one parish at one stage in the Gemara, at one stage, Navav, which we'll get to later on, that thought that maybe this radical thing will be true. That if you eat chometz mevutl, you're not overeating the carbs. But it's not really true, for anybody. That's the rest of my knowledge. But at least in one stage of my thought, it may have been true. Just give you fill in some of the gaps, what bittul is. It's already starting out the next sugya, the dalet of his base in the Gemara. You have to cover some ground. Yes, we have a question.
If theoretically,
it's still up for,
and if you
made
it, it's still up for.
Yeah.
Original was
no. It's so serious, I can't even respond to the question. It's too, never-neverland. Yes? That's interesting. The Rabbi might come out. There was a Michtam's costume yesterday against Rashi. It was a Michtam or the Chalav or somebody else against Rashi. According to Rashi, why can't you have any hand? No, maybe if you eat it, it's him about the middle. Why can't you have any hand? The Rabbi Chalav gave no answer. What would Rashi answer? So I said the answer, Rashi would say, when you have a hand, no, you're also him about the middle. Well, not that
Kahila.
Good question. No, because it'll become out of a very radical Kiddush. If I have a loaf of bread on Pesach, I was mevatel it, and now I want to use it as a, to stop up the door, the phraseology of the Ralph Bagish come out of its mutter. Because why? It's a mice of Evan. You know, Evan holds up with the door, so the bagel's opening up with the door. The bagel's like a heart of the rock, probably, but still. So, yeah, that's a big Kiddush. It's an amazing Kiddush. Maybe. It's P. Rashi, but he was wrong. It was an ad absurdum against Rashi.
No, because then he answered us today.
Now, I thought, if I have it straight, there are Maram Chalav uses an ad absurdum. He's going to show Rashi is wrong. Because if he Rashi should come out, then I know it's what they have to be, which is crazy. And at least to the quote that in our Bible, maybe it's really true. If you think of a rock-like kind of a radical thought. Rabbi said we have to do the Gemara.
What's the point of the first bittul?
What do you mean?
We do one at night and
day. Oh, very good. We do two bittuls, at night and by day. Why? Come back in a week. Oh, no. Maybe more. Not up to that yet. Sugya Daf Vav. Not awesome. Daf Dalet Amud Bey. What's the kasha?
When you do the beer at Erev Pesach, let's say we do this right.
Not up to that yet. Not awesome. Rabbi Meir Omer. Ochlim kol chomech v'sofen v'schilat shesh. Rabbi Yud Omer. Ochlim kol arba v'tolot kol chomech v'sofen v'schilat shesh. That's how we pass the halach. We eat chomech only 4 hours of the day. We stop 2 hours before Chatzos. V'tol and kol chomesh, that was even that truma, we don't have any truma anymore. V'sarf and v'tchil ha-shesh, we don't do that anymore. We no longer burn the chomesh v'tchil ha-shesh. When do we burn our chomesh when? V'sarf chomesh, or in chomesh. Why? That's how I interpret it. But I'm looking for this, someone said it's beferish. But I think that's the pshat. And if the Brewer says it more, that's beferish. And Sipkot and Yudbeis. V'mkein, Sarach, Lissov, Kodem, Shor, Shishis. Right, that's Mr. Ruin, Sif's tongue, Lama Dal, Sif Kotin Yud Beis. I'm just wondering how, if it goes back any earlier than that, when this in effect